My dear friends, in the last few weeks and months with my leadership team, I was working on our mission at Holy Family. You know that in the last few years, we introduced the spiritual renovation, the discipleship, new evangelization, and today I would like to clarify our mission. And in the next few weeks, we are going to give you more and more detailed step of how to live our missions. Maybe we need to ask from ourselves who we are as a church. What is our identity? What we do is rooted in who we are. Pope Francis said, we have often lost sight of our identity as a missionary church, a church of the Great Commission that is called to go and make disciples. He says many of us have not encountered the Lord personally, made him the total meaning of our life, or yet given our life to him. But this is the purpose for which our parish exists. So what is most often lacking in the culture of our parishes is not first and foremost knowledge of the faith, but is passion. So what is the greatest stumbling block to the mission of evangelization is the lack of faith and passion. God, however, wants us to love him passionately with all our hearts because he created us greatness. The creative force behind everything is passion. The creative force behind art, drama, music, sports is passion. Nothing great is ever accomplished in a life without passion. Nothing great is ever sustained in a life without passion. Passion is what energizes life. Passion is what holds together relationship. Passion is the yeast of the marriage life. Passion is what gives us energy as priests to evangelize. So passion makes the impossible possible. Passion gives you a reason to get up in the morning and go, I am going to do something with my life today because I am called for greatness. Without passion, life becomes boring, routine, and dull. And God created you with the emotions to have passion in your life, and he wants you to live a passionate life. We see passion is what mobilizes armies into action. Passion is what causes explorers to boldly go where no man's gone before. You have got to have passion in your life. So one day a man walks up to Jesus and he asks, Lord, which is the greatest commandments in our life? What is the most important thing in the Bible? And Jesus said, I want you to love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. So Jesus was saying, I want you to love God with passion. Nothing matters more than that. That is the number one thing in life. I want you to love me, says the Lord, passionately. Nothing else matters in life if you don't love God passionately, because God doesn't want you to love him half-heartedly or part-time. I like the phrase in the Gospel of Mark when Jesus is saying, love the Lord God with all your passion. The Bible tells us that we are to seek God passionately, to love, to trust in him. We are to trust God passionately. In our culture, it is okay to be passionate about anything except God. That is not politically correct, to be passionate about God. I can be passionate about movies, about sports, about politics, about fashions, about clothes, about restaurants, but I cannot be passionate about God. That's a no-no. If you put in Amazon passion for, you have dozens of books that passion for, even they have passion for steaming. I don't know how, but some people, they have passion even for steaming. So in our culture, it is okay to be passionate about anything except your religion, except your faith, except your relationship with God. I can go to the rock concert, or a political rally, or a baseball, a basketball game, and I can shut my head off. I can get excited. When my team loses, I could cry. Nobody thinks that it is a big deal. When my team wins, I can jump up and dance around and wave my hands in the air. If I do that, at a game, people go, wow, he's a real guy, he's a real fan. If I do that in church, people say, he is a fanatic, he is a nutcase. You don't want to go too emotional, passionate about your faith. It's okay about anything else, but not that. In the letters to the Romans, St. Paul says, never be lacking in zeal and keep your spiritual fervor. Keep the fires going in your life. So circle the word keep. Notice it's not automatic, it's a choice. It's a discipline. It's something you must maintain. You need to be intentional. You are not by nature passionate about God. It's something that you must choose to do. It's a choice. You get distracted in everything in life, conspires to keep you from being passionate about God. So he says, keep your passion going. Keep the fires going. It's a discipline. It's not just automatic. My dear friends, if we go back to my question, what is the greatest stumbling block to the mission of evangelization? Is passion. Is speaking of a change of parish culture, we are called for a renewal, for parish transformation. So I would like to see and experience that Holy Family is a healthy and growing faith community that brings people to Christ, forms disciples, and sends them out to transform the world. Again, if you'd like to remember anything what I'm saying, maybe this is most important. Holy Family is a healthy and growing faith community. This is how we would like to see that brings people to Christ, forms disciples, and sends them out to transform the world. But for that vision, you and me, all of us, need to commit ourselves to worship, to grow, to serve, to connect, and to give. This grand vision is possible. This is not our achievement or goal, but our parish lifestyle, our purpose, our mission, our existence, to form disciples who joyfully live out the mission of Jesus. To form disciples who joyfully live out the mission of Jesus. So what is the characteristics, qualities of these disciples that the Holy Family has describing and looking for and forming? First, has a personal relationship with Jesus and can and does share faith with others. Therefore, we are forming and creating small groups here at Holy Family, providing opportunity to share your faith with others. Disciple who has knowledge and love of the scriptures. Therefore, we are having and providing the Bible study in the last 10 years constantly to love the scripture. Then the disciple who knows basic Catholic theology. Therefore, we bring international speakers like Dr. Edward Sreya to form your knowledge. Disciple who has a daily prayer life. Therefore, in the past, we provided as the adult faith formation the prayer, the school of prayer, the 8 sessions on prayer. Disciple who experience real Christian community. Therefore, we are providing the Sunday's hospitality after the masses in the church hall. Disciple who has a commitment to the Sunday Eucharist. Therefore, we are working on to provide you the Sunday experience. And lastly, a disciple who serves in a ministry. I am glad to hear the feedback that our Holy Family Church is an invitational church. This is not our program, but our attitude and our parish culture, in which our church community continually seeks to grow. So we are creating and constantly offering opportunities and places for these invitations, for the healthy relationship with Christ, to encounter His presence in your life. So please now go to the second step of this as your next step, and have courage to step out of your comfort zone and invite one person each week for the Eucharist with you. Because currently, 1 in 3 Catholics are no longer connected to the Catholic Church. And people seek to belong before they believe. People seek to belong before they believe. Therefore, we have Alpha programs as a way of onboarding people into the life of discipleship. Be part of it. But have you ever felt that following Jesus can also be somewhat complicated and difficult? Of course, the Jews, they had 313 commandments. So when a young man went to Jesus and asked, Lord, this This practice is so complicated. Please tell me what is the most important so then I can keep it. And Jesus came up with the great commandments and the great commission, which will be our mission too. Yes, the church is complicated, the life is complicated. Even Jesus himself said that following him is like walking a narrow path. So why does the path seem unnecessarily difficult? The reason is because Jesus wants us to achieve spiritual greatness. Like any other discipline, whether it be in sports, music, achieving greatness requires motivation, passion, and effort. Just see those people's life, athletics, they wake up at 4, 5 o'clock, they are training, they eat properly, they sleep enough, they practice discipline. Like any other discipline, achieving greatness requires passion. Just like at any of the saints, each of them had tremendous commitment and passion. They were committed and passionate people. So achieving spiritual greatness is possible for everyone. God created each of you for greatness. Yes, following Christ is difficult, but Jesus gives us a very simple recipe. Over the next few weeks, we will be giving you the formula to achieve such greatness. We bring you the spiritual recipes for our great mission. Love God, love others, and make disciples. This is our mission, a process of discipleship that creates opportunity and support for growth and cultural transformation. You see, in the pews front of you, we have this sign up to Flock Note. This will be one of our platform when in the future we would like to communicate our mission and give you a practical recipe how to love God, how to love your neighbors, and how to make disciples. So I encourage you, if you are not part of it, if you are not receiving from the parish to the Flock Note any notes or meditations or videos, please sign up, because we would like to have you connected to our church. My dear friends, pray for yourself, for your prayer partner, that the God can grant you and give you that fire, that passion which gives life, that passion which motivates us, even motivates our whole life to be the God's eyes, that perfect disciples that he is calling each of us. Amen.